Southern California Public Radio. It's The Ride.
Let's play a little game. What form of transportation comes to mind when I say Tour de France? Bicycles? Yes, yes, of course. It's the world's most prestigious bicycle race, but when the Tour de France began, way back in 1903, it was actually the brainchild of a French car racing magazine, which launched the race to promote bicycles' modern-day nemesis, cars.
What did you say?
Yeah, you heard that right. The most famous cycling race on the planet was kickstarted with the squeal of four tires and a puff of exhaust. Cars and bicycles, bicycles and cars. It's a complicated relationship that's by turns antagonistic and symbiotic, including a trend of yore that's returned with a vengeance. Car makers that are producing their own bicycles. They're ditching engines and losing a couple wheels with pedal-powered versions of popular cars, like Fiat, which just started offering its sporty Abarth as a trendy fat bike. It's an Abrams tank of a bicycle, with motorcycle tires for wheels and a chunky aluminum frame.
When I used to live in Italy, I used to go to see always the rally for car, and the main name was always the Abarth. That's why it's a fat bike.
That's
Gianluca Cagliari,
who imports Italian bicycles made by Italian automakers, including Alfa Romeo, which has reimagined its sexy 4C sport coupe and upcoming Giulia sport sedan as two-wheelers. These fancy bikes from storied names in the car business are primarily a trend among European brands, which often sell them at the same dealerships that sell their cars. Alfa Romeo, Fiat, Ferrari, Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, they're all building bicycles that let brand fans buy in for a fraction of the cost of a corollary gas-powered four-wheeler. Still, these bikes aren't cheap. The Fiat fat bike starts at $1,700. Porsche bikes, $3,700. Ferraris, $320. Okay. That's for the kids' bike. At $9,900, the Alfa Romeo 4C is comparatively steep.
It hurt my butt.
That's Jacob Margolis. He's a producer here at KPCC and an amateur bicycle racer. So I asked him to take the Alfa Romeo bicycle for a spin and share his honest opinion.
It was stiff. It was light. It was extremely uncomfortable because the seat they had on there didn't have any padding. The problem was that if I had ever showed up to like a fancy group ride with a bunch of cyclists with that thing, I would have been laughed out of the group.
Why?
Because it's absolutely hideous.
Which raises a question. Who's buying these bikes if it isn't hardcore cyclists?
Usually it's the owner. Who own an Alfa Romeo, who own a Fiat Abarth, they can be interested to have these bikes, especially to display and to show.
Once again, this is
Gianluca Cagliari.
It just sounds so much better when he says it. Anyway, Alfa's two-wheeled Giulia may be new, but auto-branded bicycles are not. They date back to the earliest days of automakers, which often grew out of bicycle brands, including the French company Peugeot. Recent years have seen car-bike collaborations between Volkswagen and Trek, McLaren and Specialized. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company has been collaborating with electric bike makers. Bill Coughlin is president and CEO of Ford Global Technologies.
We want to be leaders in multimodal transportation in urban settings. Does that need to go beyond cars and light trucks? And my view is, yes, it does. Does it mean that Ford might actually get into the production of e-bikes? Yes, it may.
Ford has already partnered with the SoCal electric bike maker Pedego on an electric Ford Beach Cruiser, but the automaker has more practical urban mobility solutions in its crosshairs.
A bike that could collapse or fold so that you get it into a smaller space, be able to lift it without lifting weights beforehand, and then be very affordable.
But what about KPCC's amateur bike racer and unofficial bicycle tester Jacob Margolis? Is there any automaker that could make a bike that would satisfy him?
So I'd pick a bike made by AMC who made the Gremlin, and it's because it's cheap. I'd be okay with spending very little money on a bike made by a car company. And my mom had one and supposedly lasted forever until the bottom fell out. But you know, I'd give it a shot.
For The Ride, I'm Susan Carpenter.
This podcast is supported by Toyota with their new clean energy vehicle, Mirai, now on California roads and HOV lane eligible. Enjoy the future of driving today. Find out more at toyota.com/MIRAI.